Tantor Audio presents Dead Center, A Marine Sniper's Two-Year Odyssey in the Vietnam War by Ed Kugler. Narrated by Sean Pratt. Introduction. General Scott suggested that Quitman withdraw and renew the attack with Worth in the morning. Quitman replied that unless he was ordered to do so, he would not budge. "The capital is mine," he said to Captain Baker of the Marines. "My brave fellows have conquered it, and by God they shall have it." Have it they did. That night, Santa Anna withdrew his beaten army from the city, which, in the early morning hours, was surrendered to General Scott. While Scott was still eating his breakfast, Quitman took his 4th Division through the streets to the Grand Plaza, which lay in the shadow of the Aztec Palace. From the windows and rooftops, Mexican civilians glumly watched the procession of Americans. Unkempt, smeared with mud, the soldiers and Marines marched by, led by their disheveled general who had lost a shoe in the mud of the causeway. Before the palace, they halted and formed in a ragged line. It was 7 a.m. The commands to present arms rang out over the plaza as a bullet-shredded American flag was raised above the National Palace, where the ancient halls of Montezuma once stood. The victory, according to tradition, inspired an unknown Marine in Mexico to compose the first stanza of a song. He set it to music of a tune that was popular in those days, taken from an opera called Genevieve de Brabant by the German composer Jacques Offenbach. "From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our country free. We are proud to claim the title of the United States Marine." Thus,